Okay, so welcome everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern, where we go through the front end and sales end of the mortgage business. Today, we're going to be talking about how to make follow-up calls. We all know it's something we need to do. Some people are kind of afraid of it. Some people just don't get around to it. So we're going to talk about that today because it is the most crucial part of any sales business. And don't be confused. We are in sales. Just because you're a loan officer, you're a consultant, you're doing loans on the front, you know, we have to wear multiple hats as a loan officer because on the front end, at the end of the day, we're still salespeople, right? So let's talk about it here. First off, the fortune is in the follow-up. I don't need to tell you that, right? Everybody knows that. They know the saying. And then, of course, the next bullet point here, a lead is forever. We never stop following up, right? So, you know, Nick and I have a book called Follow the Lead. And the first chapter is called A Lead is Forever because a lead is an asset that we're never going to stop following up with. So the fortune is in the follow-up, and our system is made so that you never stop following up with anyone. And so, you know, that needs to be the motto there. Lead is forever. We don't ever just leave a lead to the side, right? Remember, for those of us at the Mortgage Calculator, in the CRM training that we do, we talk about how every lead needs to be pushed forward. No lead left behind ever, right? Every lead has to have some kind of reminder to follow up with them in the future. So no lead is ever wasted. You know, here's the thing. You'll never know how many sales that you lose from not following up. So it's not one of those things where it's like, you know, it affects your pockets right at that second. It's a thing where you'll never know how many deals that you would have closed. You know, you just don't know if you're not doing the follow-ups, right? And here's some statistics here. 80% of sales require 5 follow-up calls or more, right? That's a lot, 80% of sales. Mind you, this is follow-up calls, not counting the initial call, right? And 48% of salespeople never make a follow-up. Keep this in mind. In 2023, 40% of loan officers left the business. 40% of your competition left the business last year because it was a difficult year. 48% of them are not even following up with people. Now, it's obviously not exact, right? It doesn't exactly translate. But the point here is that just by staying in the business this year, you beat out 40% of loan officers of the competition. If you just follow up with people, you're beating out 48% of the competition that is not even following up. So these are simple things here to be light years ahead of your competition by doing something very simple and very easy. Now, coming back to the you'll never know how many sales you lost, the example, I'm sure you've all probably heard this, but I just can't talk about it enough. The example of Mike Vasquez making the $4 million in production from one lead that we gave him, but he called him 8 times. And it was only on the 8th time that the person answered and said, another lender fell through today. I'm going to give you a shot. He ended up doing 3 loans for him, multi-million dollar loans, amazing client, but it was the 8th follow-up. So there's no better example I've ever heard of in the industry or even in sales than that, right? Not just a no better example at our company. There's no better example, I don't think, out there, period, of the fact that somebody took the time to follow up 8 times and then boom, happened to call them right on the exact day. And that's the thing. You don't know what's going on with people's circumstances. You don't know if people can't answer or don't answer. So think about this. When Mike was calling this gentleman, he could have just said, oh, like, obviously he doesn't want a mortgage because I called him twice and he didn't answer, right? Well, the gentleman was interested. What probably happened was that he was probably talking to multiple people, right? And we were one of them. And then he kind of started, you know, dealing with somebody else and then stopped answering Mike. But then once that fell through, Mike happened to call him at the right time. So again, circumstances change, things change. If he wouldn't have called him that 8th time, it wouldn't happen. And if he wouldn't have called him the 8th time on that day, right? And so that's why you need to follow up constantly, because you never know what day that day is going to be where their circumstances change or something falls out, or you know, there's something in the news that makes them want to do something, or if they need cash, right? You never know. You call them and say, hey, I know we talked about a cash out refinance a while ago, and they go, you know what? I actually am in a cash crunch now that you call me. Is this still something we can do? Right? So you just never know. People's circumstances change. But 8 follow-up calls, best example ever. It's so important to understand that we're talking about like $60,000 or something in commissions in his pocket that would not have existed if he called him 7 times. Think about that. 7 calls is a lot. I know a lot of you are going, 7 calls? I've never called somebody 7 times. Well, you need to. You need to call them 8 times, 10 times, 20 times. They, you know, the leads that we're talking about here at the Mortgage Calculator, most of these leads, these are all opted in leads, right? They are the one who clicked on our ad. They are the one who double opted in. They have to click 4 different screens to opt in, to give us their information for us to call them about the product that they're inquiring about. So you are doing this for them. They requested you to do this, right? And so you should be on top of it. It is your number one goal to get a hold of them, consult them in what we could offer, how we could help them. And it's just not going to happen with one phone call usually. And sometimes, again, you know, don't stop following up. It just takes following up again and again and again. And if you're only calling somebody once, twice, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, just think about the fact that 8th time could be 60 grand in your pocket. But you'll never know if you don't do it. Mike would have never known that about that $60,000 that went into his pocket. He would have never known if he only made 7 calls. He'd have no idea that money was there that he could put into his pocket, right? So it's a big deal. Make sure you follow up. I really hope everybody here uses that example. I mean, like I said, it's not just a great example here. It's a great example in sales in general. But since you're here at the Mortgage Calculator, and this happened right here at the Mortgage Calculator with our leads, the same leads we're giving you, same exact ad campaign, same exact leads that we're giving you, that should be a lesson to, I want to be like Mike, right? I want to make sure that I'm following up 8 times, 10 times, because I don't want to miss out on the $60,000 in commission from dealing with one client, right? And then the follow-ups don't stop after the sale, right? We know this, follow-ups don't stop. We're going to keep continuing to call them. We're going to check in with them. We're going to set follow-up tasks for us to check in. We're going to check in with them after the closing to make sure they got their closing gift, right? Because remember, we send them the little closing gift. You know, everybody who does a loan with us, we send them an email and they answer the questions, and it curates a little gift box for them, a Mortgage Calculator gift box, and sends it to them. Maybe, you know, a cutting board and wine opener, or a little mini speaker or water bottle or something. You know, it sends them a little box with some little stuff. So that's a perfect reason to follow up and say, hey, did you get the email? Make sure to fill that out so we can send you your gift box. And then, hey, did you get the gift box? Just wanted to make sure. And each time, what are we doing? We're asking for we're asking for referrals. We're asking if there's anything else they can help us with. And even if there's no referrals, even if there's nothing that we can help them with, we got another touch, right? We're staying relevant. They're knowing us more. They're communicating with us more, even after the sale. Because what you don't want is for them to just be like, okay, it's done. Now I don't ever need to talk to this person again, right? You want to just keep the relationship going. Easiest way to do that is to contact them right after closing. Say, hey, we're sending you an email for a closing gift. Fill it out. And then, you know, later, hey, did you get the closing gift? And all that kind of stuff, right? So follow-ups don't stop after the sale. It's even almost more important to follow up with them, right? Because they were already your client. Chances of you getting a referral from a client or a repeat deal from a client is way higher than calling new people, right? So very important there. Okay, so how does this apply to us specifically at the Mortgage Calculator? Well, we need to always have a follow-up task set to call. Remember that we go through in our trainings how to call them, what the process is for the first 3 days, how it works, always setting follow-up tasks. So you just got to make sure that that's set. Also, remember that if it is a company lead at the mortgage calculator and you do not have a follow-up task set, then the lead is recycled, right? And there's no, nobody contacts you about it. There's no anything going on. You just know, you know, that's the policy. And so the system automatically does it overnight, every night. Anybody that failed to set a follow-up task on a company lead, right? Your leads are your leads. But on a company lead, if you failed to set a follow-up task for the future, the system will recycle it automatically. So it's very important to follow the exact procedures and policies laid out. Now, just like we talk about in the quote training, we want to requote them every 3 days. We want to call them the next day after we requote them and just keep this process going. Remember, the requoting is keeping them updated on rates, and it's also following up with a purpose, right? That's what's so great about our system too, is that the quotes give you a reason to follow up, because you say, hey, I requoted you. Just want to make sure you got the current rates. Just want to make sure you see what's going on. You're keeping them updated. You're providing value to them. You're not harassing them. Some people just call them over and over again and say, hey, can I pull your credit yet? Can I pull your credit? They're just trying to lock them in to pull their credit, right? With us, no. We're going to keep them informed. We have valuable information that we're giving them specific to their exact scenario. And so this is something where we're providing something to them. We're not harassing them. We're not being pushy. We are providing something of value to them. And that is the best way to follow up. And again, we're talking about follow-up calls here today. And so the requote leads to the follow-up call, right? The requote is the reason to make the follow-up call and say, hey, I sent you a new quote. Check it out. Updated rates. Let me know what's up, right? Other things to follow up with a purpose about here, rates go up or down. A lot of people go, why would you contact people when rates go up? Well, some of you may notice that all of the lenders send out emails when rates are going up, right? At the end of the day, rates going up or down is going to affect things either way. If rates are going up, we want to tell the client, hey, rates are trending up. Let's get something locked in right now. If rates are going down, we want to tell the client, hey, rates are going down. Let's finally do something, right? So we got to be in the place where we use the movement of rates, whether they're up or down, to our advantage, right? And to the advantage of our clients. We're not trying to trick them into anything, but if rates are going up, rates are going up. Let's get something done before they keep going up even more. There's one thing the last couple of years have taught us, is that you never know, right? If LTV limits change, we've talked about this on a few trainings recently of reasons to reach out to people, right? If LTV limits change, you need to be constantly looking for reasons to follow up. If there's new programs, if we get an email from an investor or a lender, or somebody announces on our team meeting or something that now on this whatever program, they're now going to 90 instead of 85, you should be searching all of your contacts for people that you were talking to them about that program and using that as a reason to follow up with a purpose about, hey, I know we were talking about this. You know, I found out that, boom, they just raised it 5% LTV. Now we could do 90% LTV. I immediately thought of you and wanted to reach out so that we could do, you know, so that I could help you. Because I know last time we talked about it, we were only at 85%, right? Remember, at the mortgage calculator, in your CRM, on the contacts tab, you can search by notes. I think a lot of people don't take advantage of that enough. Remember, you're talking about HELOCs, second mortgages, you know, anything very specific, a fix and flip or something. It's so simple to just type that in, search by notes, and all of your contacts that have notes that match that is going to pull up. So that's an easy way for you to say, hey, LTV limits changed on this thing. Let me go type that into my notes, pull up all the contacts I was talking about that. By the way, another reason why it's very important to take great notes when you're talking to the clients, take great notes in the CRM, because you can search them. They're not just for, you know, reminders for you and stuff. They're also for a whole lot of other stuff. So take great notes. But again, that news comes in, you search for the notes, the contacts that make sense to pull up and contact them. And those are the best kind of follow-ups that you can make. And then also same thing when new programs are released, right? You get a new program, you think somebody might be a good fit for it. And this, this doesn't have to mean that they were talking to you, right? So let's say some kind of DSCR cash out. This is never going to happen. But let's say an 85% cash out DSCR comes available. you know, you could hit up any investor. You don't have to talk to investors you were talking to that were trying to get 75% cash out DSCR. And now you're saying, hey, you can. Any investor would be interested in an 85% cash out DSCR, right? So that's a reason to follow up with anybody, not necessarily just somebody that, you know, was that you were talking to that about that exact program. And then again, just to cap it off here, ask for referrals on the follow-up, you know, the closing gift, they get it. Make sure to follow up with that and then set follow-up tasks. Again, you should never have a contact without a follow-up task, even somebody who you closed. I actually talked to a loan officer the other day and they didn't have a task set for the future to follow up. And when I spoke to them about it, they said, oh, I already closed a deal with that person. Okay. And what does that have to do with you following up with them and having a follow-up task set? What's going to happen if you don't have a follow-up task set as a loan officer, especially at the mortgage calculator dealing with so many leads? You're talking thousands of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people. They're gone. They're just out of sight, out of mind. You're never going to go think to pull them back up again. You have to set a task. Every client that you've closed, you should have a follow-up task to set up for set up to call them every 2 months, sometimes every month, depending on if they're an investor that has multiple deals, multiple properties. Absolutely. Every month, bare minimum, you should be following up with them if you've closed a deal with them. Right. And somebody, maybe it's just a home buyer. Yeah. Maybe every couple of months just to check in, make sure they're good. See if there's anything you could help them with. Ask them for any referrals. Stay top of mind to saying, hey, you know, just keep in mind, if you hear anybody over here, anybody talking about buying a home or refinancing, I'd really appreciate it if you gave them my info, right? So again, they don't stop. The follow-up calls don't stop. Those are even more important follow-up calls, right? Those are follow-up calls that will generate you more money in business than even the regular follow-up calls on the front end, right? Because these people have already done business with you. Hopefully you've been a valuable loan consultant to them and they want to not only use you again, but recommend you to people that they know. So again, let's recap here. Fortune is in the follow-up. You all know that. A lead is forever. We never stop following up. You'll never know if you don't follow up. You'll never know how many you lost. And again, that I just really want to brand it into your head, 8 follow-ups, you know, I don't know the exact number, but whatever, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in commissions in his pocket. So think about that when you're dialing. Do I want to call this 8th time and make $50,000 in my pocket? Or am I just going to not call him the 8th time and let the lead be recycled and somebody else get it and somebody else calls them the 8th time? So think about that. So if Mike didn't have follow-up tasks set for the future, after the 7th call, then if there wasn't a follow-up task set, it would be recycled and somebody else would have called him the 8th time and made that money. Boom. Mind blown, right? Let that also be a lesson to everyone here to call the recycled leads list, because there's people like this in there, which, by the way, the main office just got a phone call yesterday from somebody who is ready to purchase something and is trying to get a hold of a loan officer. The person they were dealing with no longer works here. And so where were they? They were in the recycled leads list. So somebody, you all of you just missed out on a sale because you didn't call the recycled leads list. That person was just sitting there in the list waiting for somebody to call them and nobody called them. So they called our office and said, hey, you know, I'm trying to get a hold of my loan officer. I'm ready now. And, you know, so they were assigned to somebody new. So let that be a lesson to everyone on here. The recycled leads are, you know, amazing. They're real leads and you should be calling them. And that example here of if Mike hadn't set the follow-up, then the 8th call would have been done by another loan officer. And I don't think the gentleman would have cared because that other loan just fell through. I don't think he would have cared if it was Mike or if it was somebody else at that point, right? And so that would have been a huge thing, but Mike would have never even known about it because he didn't follow up. And so again, you never know how many sales you lose. So make sure to always be setting follow-up tasks, and let that be a lesson to everybody to go in and call the recycled leads. I can't tell you how many times we get an inquiry of people calling the office asking to be connected with somebody, and we look and they're in the recycled leads and nobody's called them yet, right? So hit up the recycled leads. Make sure to do as much as you can with those. If you can see recycled leads in the dialer and you're not calling them, you're not doing everything you can to, you know, boost your production here. So you should definitely be doing that. All right. I don't see any questions. So I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up here then. Remember, we do this at 12 p.m. Eastern time every weekday, where we go through the front end and the sales end of the mortgage business. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great night, everyone, or great day, I guess.